immigration to Washington State from the Philippines.
Once I was 7 years old, my mama told me lots of immigrants came from the Philippines. Once I was 7 years old. Da-da-da-da!
Good afternoon, listeners. We are here on FFA News.
Today we have two special guests whose ancestors are from the Philippines. Welcome, Max and Sophia. I'm so happy you're here. How are you both doing?
I'm doing great.
I'm pleased to be here.
Max, when did your ancestors start coming here from the Philippines?
My great-grandfather immigrated to Washington in the year 1903.
Wow, that was a long time ago. Why did your great-grandfather decide to leave the Philippines?
My great-grandfather came here for a college education.
Now let's hand it over to Alea.
Okay, thanks, Atu. So, Sophia, I'm wondering why you're in Washington State.
I am in Washington for the high-paying jobs.
Interesting. Were you pulled or pushed here?
I was pushed here because in the Philippines, the jobs didn't pay us much.
Max, after your great-grandfather got his education, did he get a high-paying job?
No way. Filipinos had to work in railroads or in canneries cutting fish, and they didn't pay them that much.
Sophia, when your family came here, did they get high-paying jobs?
No, they did not get a high-paying job. They were made to cut fish, and they did not get paid much.
Wow, Sophia, that is so sad that they did that to your ancestors.
I heard that when Filipinos came to Washington, they fought for their rights.
Yes, my ancestors had to fight for our rights. They fought for rights because they did not like the way they were being treated.
Sophia, I also heard that Filipino immigrants fought for equal rights.
Yes, we did. We protested and organized for better rights for workers and to fight back against anti-Filipino race riots.
Max and Sophia, thanks for letting us interview you.
You are so welcome.
Thanks for listening to FFA News.
Da-da-da-da!
This immigration story is brought to you by
Max,
Alea,
Setu,
and Sophia.